有一个新的开始。
We have a new beginning.
在过去这段年日里以来
，In the past days and months,
神用很奇妙的方式跟我们说话。
And God used a very wonderful way to speak to us.
我们不是很懂。
And we do not understand.
我们就发现神真是很奇妙。
And then later on, we discover that God, our God is wonderful.
我相信神继续会用我们过往不知道的方式继续跟我们说话。
And I believe that God will guide us and speak us in a way known only to Him.
那我们需要的就是把我们耳朵打开来听他的话。
So all we have to do is to give Him an undivided attention.
今天很高兴啊，诸位啊来到这里一起与我们崇拜。
And this evening, we are so delighted to see so many brothers and sisters.
我们欢迎每一位的弟兄姊妹，因为我们今天每一个都是新朋友。
So we take this opportunity to welcome each one of you because each one of you is our new friends.
同时呢，我们也很感谢在这边 Nazareth Church 愿意开放他们的教会，让我们在这边也能共享他们在主里面的资源。
And we also give thanks to the Fishkill Nazarene Church for letting us this place so that we can worship God.
因为我们一切都刚刚开始，所以不是每样事情都上轨道。
So this is our first service, and things may not go as smooth as we think it ought to.
所以前面请大家见谅，也建议给我们建议。
So forgive us if we make any.And then also give us suggestions if you like.
我现在请所有的小朋友到我们的楼下，我们将会有老师带小朋友，有小朋友的 program.
So for the little children, you may go to downstairs classroom, and there will be teachers teaching the Bible for you. Church having the glory of God?
有神荣耀的教会又是怎么样的一个教会？
So what kind of church it is if God's glory filled with the church?
我相信大家今天会坐在这边，一定渴慕也追求一个有神荣耀的教会。
So I believe the reason you're sitting here because you long for a church which filled with God's glory.
因为明天还要上班，还要上学。
Well, because tomorrow is Monday, you must go to work.
你今天不会礼拜天晚上你除非白天要上班，你没办法做礼拜，你不然不会礼拜天晚上来寻找一个教会要来做礼拜。
So there's no reason why you have to come in the evening, knowing that tomorrow you have to get up early and go to work.
那我们一定有一个渴望。
So therefore we must have some kind of desire.
但是有没有这个可能是一个教会是有神荣耀的？
So a glorious church is a possibility.
有这个可能吗？
Do you think it's possible?
就算今天如果说一个教会里面是有神的荣耀在里面彰显，
Even though when the church have the glory of God manifest among us,
将来会不会有一天失去？
Now how do you guarantee that the glory will not fade away in the future?
这些问题我们当然要回到有记载神子民的历史的书上去查，看有没有这样的事。
So all this question can be answered by looking at the history of God's people recorded in the Bible.
所以这个只有圣经上找得到。
So this kind of answer can only found in the Bible.
看到底有没有这回事？所谓一个聚会的地方有神的荣耀出现。
So is it possible that a meeting place?With God's glory in it.
让我们翻开我们的程序单的后面。
So if you turn to the back of your bulletin,
对不起，因为我们这边灯光不是那么够，那我们的经文又有点多，所以您可能要稍微费一下您的眼力。So
the Bible, the scripture passages is also shown on the screen. And just
那我稍微的呢，先把这个背景讲一下。
So let me tell you the background of this historical event.
这是一节经文记在列王记上第八章。
So the passage we're going to use is recorded in the First Kings chapter 8.
那为了节省时间起见呢，我们将会稍微的把这个经文简短。
So for the economy of time, I would shorten the passages a little bit.
我还是希望有中文念完，然后英文来念。
So we're going to read in English first, and then in Chinese.
那这件事情是发生在所罗门刚刚把第一个圣殿盖好。
So this event happened when the King Solomon finished building the first temple and dedicated to God.
那谁又是所罗门?
Now, who is this man Solomon?
所罗门是以色列国的第三个王。
King Solomon was the third king of the nation of Israel.
在那个时候，他有一个启示。
At that time, God revealed to him.
所以他在那个时候盖了一个圣殿。
And then he followed God's instruction and built a temple.
把那个建筑物是要盖给神的。
So we built a temple with the view that this temple belonged to God.
那底下的记载就是记载这个建筑物里面的东西。
So this passage talking about what is in the temple.
好，我先用中文来念。祭司将耶和华的约柜抬进内殿，就是至圣所，放在两个基路伯的翅膀底下。基路伯张着翅膀在约柜之上，掩遮掩约柜和抬柜的杠。这杠甚长，杠头在内殿内的圣所可以看见，在殿外却不能看见，直到如今还在那儿。 约柜里唯有两块石板，就是以色列出埃及地后耶和华与他们立约的时候，摩西在何烈山上放。除此之外，并无别物。祭司从圣所出来的时候，有云充满耶和华的殿，甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了殿。
Let me read from verse 6. Verse 11. And the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled his temple. Then Solomon said, the Lord has said that he would dwell in the dark cloud. I have indeed built a magnificent temple for you, a place for you to dwell forever. Amazing.
Okay, now we can stop right here. For the English, version, I would just ask you to read it yourself. Basically, it was talking about the priest brought the ark into the temple.
So this passage really talking about the Levites brought the ark of covenant into the temple.
Okay. 接下来我用英文来念，我请中文的朋友就是看左边的啊。
So George will. Read in English, and then the Chinese just follow.
Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands toward heaven and said, Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built? Yet give attention to your servant's prayer and his plea for mercy. Lord my God, hear the cry and prayer that your servant is praying in your presence this day. May your eyes be open towards this temple night and day, and this place of which you said, my name shall be there, so that you will hear the prayer of your servant praise toward this place. Hear the supplication of your servant and your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. When anyone wrongs their neighbor and is required to take an oath, they come and swear the oath before your altar in this temple. Then hear from heaven and act. Judge between your servants, condemning the guilty by bringing down on their heads what they have done, and vindicating the innocent by treating them in accordance with their innocence.
我就读到这。
So this is the passage we just read.
在列王记当中,
So in the book of Kings,
你乍看之下, 好像作者不过是写一个以色列的一个历史吧。
So at the first sight, you may think that the author just write the history of Israel.
但是如果你仔细看,
But if you look at carefully, this is not a book of history.
因为如果是历史书的话,
So what do you mean for a history book?
一些很重要的政治议题,
And there's important events, historic events, such as the political situation.
很多文化上, 经济上,
And then the culture of the the situation and the economy of the time.
或者有些发明家发明的东西,
or maybe there were some inventors invent some new gadgets.
他几乎都没有提到,
but in the book of Kings, there was no such recording.
哦,经济议题,
so all these things you just casually describe.
而他特别只琢磨于王,
But the author carefully penned the stories of the king and the temple and the prophets.
所以我们在看见列王记上下不是一本普通的历史书。
So we can conclude that the first and the second Kings is not a book of history.
它是以先知的眼光告诉以色列民。
So it's written from the point of view of the prophets to reveal God's will to the Israelites.
以色列国的兴衰乃是取决于王跟神的关系。
And the nation of Israel and her vicissitudes is hinged upon the relationship between the king and the God.
这个很奇怪, 美国觉得美国的兴衰是建立于他经济的问题。
So the ups and downs of the United States was built upon the economy.
在中国大陆,它的兴衰是建立于党强不强壮。
So, and in mainland China, and the mightiness of the country depend on the power of the party.
那台湾呢,是注重选举有没有子弹。
So, what about Taiwan? Taiwan emphasized on elections.
但是这都不在先知的眼界里面看以色列国的历史。
But this is not a viewpoint from the prophets of the Israelites.
他主要说只要王跟神的关系好,
So what the prophet said is that as long as the relationship between the king and our mighty God is good,
他跟神的关系就从圣殿的光景里面可以显露出来,
and the relationship with God is also manifest by the temple.
所以王跟人民跟神的关系好,
So if the people and the king have a good relationship with God, then we know that the situation, the spiritual condition of the temple must be good.
奇怪了,国家就好,
this is interesting. Why is this related to the temple?
他们就发现,
so they discover that
as long as the spiritual climate for the temple is good.
就算以色列被敌国包围，正在受敌国的攻击的时候，
even the nation of Israel was attacked by the enemies,
他们国家也会化险为夷，
and it turns out that it will turn peril into safety.
但是很奇怪的，他们如果说没与圣殿荒凉的话，
but on the other hand, if the temple is desolated,
纵使他们的经济文化不错，
even though they have a good culture and they have a good economy,
若没有神的同在，
and if there's no presence of the Lord,
一切很快就变成虚空，
and all this will come to naught.
国家命脉进入危机，
and the lifeblood of the nation will enter into crisis.
我不知道大家有没有看过一部电影叫 The War of the Roses,
and I'm not sure you have seen a movie by the name The War of the Roses.
哦，这个片头呢，一刚开始是有一个男士呢进到一个律师楼里面。
So right at the beginning of the story, it talked about a man enter into a lawyer's office.
他满脸愁容，然后又有点愤愤不平。
And he looked angry and sad.
然后他跟律师坐下来是要讨论他要办离婚的事情。
So the purpose of his visiting the lawyer's office is that he wanted to dissolve his marriage.
但是他又有点心急，
but he was an impatient man.
因为呢，这个律师是一个名律师，
because a lawyer is a famous lawyer.
所以他每个小时的钟点费非常的贵。
So he knew that the lawyer fee is very high.
所以对他来说，他只是想把他手上的案子给他，然后他就离开，希望他赶快办好。
So to him, he just want to hand over the case to the lawyer and then walk away in order to shorten the time.
但是这个律师说，你慢慢来，坐下来。
But the lawyer said, "No, come on, sit down. I want to talk to you because I want to tell you a story."
那当然，心里他有点急了。
So of course he was feel uneasy.
你那么贵律师，你跟我讲故事，这又要花多少钱？
Now you are the very famous lawyer, and you want to spend time in telling this story, and you want me to pay you for that?
他就讲到，在以前有一对年轻貌美的男女。
So we talk about a very attractive and couple.
非常开朗，又彼此都有才气。
So they're very optimistic, and they are also very brilliant.
那他们 相恋，非常快乐的谈恋爱，后来结婚。
And the couple fell in love deeply, and then eventually they got married.
虽然当结婚的时候身无分文，
so at the point of their marriage, they had not a single penny.
但是呢，他们彼此珍惜对方的感情。
But they cherish one another.
虽然他们刚开始婚姻的时候， 物质非常缺乏，
and even though they were poor, but they struggled diligently.
但是他们一起经历患难，一起努力，
and then they strive and weather the storm together.
虽然有很多摩擦，但是有更多的甜蜜可以盖过这些摩擦。
So even though there's a lot of difficulties and also frictions, but there's a lot of sweetness in between their relationships.
一切都是那么的美好，
and everything looks beautiful.
渐渐两个人的事业都做起来了。And
now, eventually, they both have a very successful career.
两个孩子，一男一女，有男有女。
And then they have a very lovely children, a boy and a girl.
两个人终于到最后买了他们梦寐以求的一个大。
And eventually, they bought a very dream house, a huge dream house.
两个人都有好的汽车。
So they drive expensive cars.
不但如此，他们两个人都有响亮的专业名气。
And also they were very have a very prominent position in their professions.
但就在他们觉得外人看起来都拥有一切的时候，
so at the time that everyone thought they had it all,
他们的婚姻渐渐出现问题了。
And then they discovered this marriage begin to sour.
过去没有面对的小冲突接二连三的开始浮现。
So all these small things, and in the past is they consider it's no big deal, and now everything is a problem.
两人关系开始好像危机四伏，充满了地雷。
And then they were just like walking in a minefield, and any moment they will explode.
结果接二连三，一发不可收拾。
So therefore, all these things will explode one day.
结果剑拔弩张地走向离婚。
And then they aim the guns at each other, and then they eventually decide to divorce.
为了争夺孩子还有他们财产的权益，你争我夺。
And then they scramble for one's right, for the custodian right, for the children, and also for their wealth.
他们拳脚相向，结果最后两个人整个电影到最后的时候就是两个人打架，最后死在他们梦寐以求最喜欢的那个大房子里面。
So it is a tragic ending when they knock and kick each other and both die. Die at the dream house that they dream of.
当这个律师说完这个故事的时候，
So after the lawyer had told this story to this man,
他就说以上这个故事是我以前一对好朋友的故事。
So this is a real story the lawyer told him, and this couple is my friend.
那我刚刚花时间讲这个故事呢，我不收你钟点费。
And then the lawyer told this man, I spent so much time to tell you this story, but I'm not paying any fee on that.
我只想知道你还不想不想离婚。
And I just want to know whether you still insist to divorce your life, your wife or not.
但是律师还没讲完的时候，这个男的已经悄悄地离开了这个办公室。
So no sooner the lawyer finished what he had to say, and this man walked away.
多少时候前人的经验，
And many times the experience of the people ahead of us.
是对我们的多么的重要，
It's so important for us to learn.
如果我们懂得去学习那些愿意关心我们、有智慧人给我们的教训的话，
So if you are humbly to learn, the wise man will give you good advice.
同样的，我们可以避免走上婚姻的破裂，
And you can avoid many tragedy in our marriage.
可以保守一个好家庭，
And then we preserve a good family.
甚至救我们自己的性命。
And even save your own life.
同样的，神借着先知和使徒，不断的在圣经当中苦口婆心的劝以色列百姓。
So in the same way, the prophets of the Bible and spend time to encourage and to warn the people of Israel.
告诉以色列百姓，以色列国家过去的成功与失败。
They earnestly advise them based on the success and failure of the nation.
就是要神的子民去学习他们成功在哪里。
So in order for them to learn why they successful in the past.
然后要我们汲取失败，不要重蹈覆辙。
And then teach us not to recommit the same error.
当作者在第八章这个记载的时候。
So the writer of the Bible, when he wrote chapter 8 of the first king,
那个时候以色列殿已经盖了好多年以后了，他当他写这个历史的时候，这个已经过了好多年了。
So at the time when they wrote the history, it has been many years after the temple had been built.
圣殿的光景早已经荒凉。
So the spiritual condition of the temple has been deteriorated.
实际上，整本列王记写完的时候，以色列国都灭亡了。
So, as a matter of fact, when they finished writing the book of Kings, and the nation of Israel already disappeared.
所以作者写下来就是要告诉他们，让读者了解国家的衰败原因在哪里。
So the reason why the prophet wrote this story is to teach the people how the nation survived.
那过去为什么辉煌？原因在哪里？
And you got to understand why in the past the nation was so prosperous. And what's the reason?
结果关键在圣殿。
So the crux of the problem is centered on the spiritual condition of the temple.
还有王跟人民对圣殿的态度,
and then the king and the people's relationship with the Heavenly Father.
这个圣殿也预表神的国在地上,
and this temple is a foreshadow of God's kingdom on this earth.
那今天就是什么呢?
So today, what is, how does it apply to our situation?
请你们告诉我,今天神的国度在地上是什么东西啊?
So today, God's kingdom established on earth in what form?
教会,
the church.
我们希望有一个对的教会吗?
So we want to have a church which ought to be in the sight of God.
有一个充满神荣耀的教会吗?
So we want a church that's filled with the glory of God.
那我们今天就去看看那个时候圣殿为什么有荣光充满?
So we have to understand from the scripture why at that time, at one point in time, the temple was filled with the glory of God.
同样在列王治下有一个记载,
so with the second king, there was an incident recorded.
耶和华的荣光当所罗门献完殿以后,他的荣光就满了殿。
So it says that when Solomon dedicated the temple to God, then God's glory filled with the temple.
所以我们说那个时候神的荣光充满了殿了。So
we can say the glory of God had filled the temple.
多么辉煌啊!
And so splendid.
多么赞叹!
And it was praiseworthy.
可以肉眼可见。
So we can see the glory of God with our naked eyes.
我们1月1号 Times Square 那个球才下来的时候, 然后还放烟火。
So when the New Year Eve, we see the ball dropping from Times Square, and we see all the firework around you.
你可以想象那个烟火是室内吗?
And do you know those fireworks is inside the house or outside?
Well, could you imagine if the firework happened inside of the house?
Oh.
我们值得关注为什么神的荣光在那个时候要选择降临。
So we have to understand why the glory of God and descended to the temple at that moment.
实际上我们读整本圣经的话，我们发现有三次神的荣光充满在地上。
So if you look at the Bible, we see there are three incidents that God's glory filled on earth.
第一个就是摩西完成会幕的时候。
And the first one is when Moses finished building the tabernacles.
第二次就是在这里所罗门在此献殿以后。
And the second time is what we are talking about tonight, that when Solomon finished and dedicated the temple to God.
第三次是在新约,大家知道在哪里吗?
The incident was recorded in the New Testament.
我在这边是一个真实的情况,不是在先知里面他的意象所看见的, 是真实发生在地上的事。
We are not talking about a vision seen by the prophets.
这件事情实际上彼得有讲出来。
Actually, Peter already mentioned about that.
在彼得后书1章17节, 他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候,有七大荣光之中, 有声音向他说,这是我爱子,我所喜悦的。
In the second Peter, the scripture says, For he received honor and glory from God the Father when a voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, This is my son, whom I love, with him I am well.
实际上在圣经当中有许许多多神的仆人。
So actually, in the Bible, there are many, many servants of the Lord.
他们是我们的属灵前辈,属灵伟人。
And we call them a spiritual giant.
他们听神吩咐也献祭,甚至也建殿。
So they dedicate the temple, and they also tell the people and with which God was pleased.
但是却没有像这我刚刚讲的这三件事情当中神的荣光充满了其中。
But it cannot be compared with the glorious scene of the three incidents when God's glory filled the temple and the transfiguration.
实际上刚刚讲这三件事实际上本质是一模一样的一件事。
So the three incidents about the glory of God in essence is only one thing.
所以我们今天就从所罗门献殿来想，说为什么那个时候神的荣光充满了其中呢？
So tonight we are going to think about why the glory of God filled the temple.
这个就是所罗门的圣殿，所盖的圣殿。
Now this is the temple built by Solomon.
刚刚我们读的经文里面，他提到了一件我愿意提出来的事情，就是圣殿里面有石板。
And one thing I'd rather mention, what is inside this temple is that there's the stone tablets.
这个石板是以色列人出埃及地以后神与他们立约的石板。
So this stone tablet is given by God Himself when God made covenants with the Israelites.
这个石板里面写的是神颁布给以色列人的十诫。
And what's written on this tablet is the Ten Commandments.
这个十诫是人与神中间的一个约定。
So the Ten Commandments is a contract or covenant between man and God.
是神亲自用他的指头写。
And as a matter of fact, it's written personally by God's finger.
这代表了神对他子民一个亲密的约定。
So it symbolized a very close relationship between God and His people.
旨意跟应许。
And then to reveal God's will and His promise.
这是代表神的话语跟他的心意。
And also representing the word of God and His will.
神的话在亚伯拉罕的身上成为了一个方向。
So the word of God become a guiding device for Abraham's life.
神一讲话，亚当就活过来了。
When God spoke, Adam become alive.
所以神的话有带有生命力。
So therefore, the word of God carry with it the power of life.
神的话在耶稣面对撒旦的引诱的时候
，So when Jesus faced the temptation.And the word of God came upon him,
成为利剑，成为武器
，and become a weapon, becomes a sword.
他在彼得身上的神的话在彼得身上的时候成为力量。
So the word of God on Peter become his strength.
诗人在诗篇里面说：“我要将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪。
”And as the psalmist said, I would hidden your word in my heart, lest I will offend you.
所以说神的话不单单有代表可以让我们有生命有力量有旨意有方向
So God's word give us power give us a life and give us direction give us a guiding force
所以我们听而且我们听神听的话久了之后我们还可以了解他
So if we keep listening to the word of God we can understand God more
你说这个了解这件事情是非常亲密的
So what does it mean by knowing GodThe word knowing is a very intimate.
如果一个先生出差
If a husband went on a business trip,
结果一回来的时候，一回来的时候，他太太已经把他喜欢吃的菜放在桌上。
So he discovered his wife already prepared the food that he enjoyed.
就是他最喜欢的，他到外面都吃不到，就是回家在开始做的。
It's the most delicious food that he could not eat from the outside.
那个先生一进门，那个心就说：“哎呀，你真是了解我。”
So the husband would say, "Ah, you know me."
我以前在礼拜天在服侍的时候很累，我回到家的时候
，So in the past when I serve God and I become very tired and I come home,
我还来不及走进卧房，我已经睡在客厅了。
So before I have the strength to go into my bedroom, I already fell down and fall asleep.
我那时候孩子还小，他们后来就知道礼拜天下午的时候，他已经把枕头拿到客厅，等我一躺就睡着。
So at that time my children was very young, but my wife knew me, so we put the pillow in the living room. So when I come back, I fell down and sleep.
大家了解那种被了解的那种喜
悦吗？ Do you understand the delight of being understood?
你知道神很希望我们了解他吗？
Our God wants us to know Him.
他希望某一种情形当中，他不用讲话，我们已经了解。
So he want us to know him without saying a word.
所以说，如果我们多读多了解的话，
他都高兴.
So if we keep reading the Bible and study the scripture, and our God will be pleased.
所以我们一定要多读神的话. So therefore,
I encourage you to read the Bible. The stone tablet indicating that the word of God exists.
我希望主爱之家就是一个有神的话语的地方.
And it's my prayerful wish that the house of Christ's love is a temple, is a church with the word of God.
每一个人都读圣经.
Every one of us read the Bible.
我读一点.
And I read a little bit.
你读一点.
And you read a little bit.
那很自然我们见面了。我们的话题是什么？就是圣经.
And then when we meet each other, and the topic of our conversation will be like the scriptures.
渐渐我生命是被神的话
Gradually, we are bathed in the Word of God.
那你也是.
And if you do the same thing,
那渐渐的我们所有的思维都是神的话.
And gradually, we are surrounded by the Word of God when we see our brothers and sisters.
在今年初我们将会推行一个行动.
So right at the beginning, I would like to promote a movement.
就是每日读经.
That is, read the scripture every day.
而且我们会安排, 您只要把你的 email 写给我们.
So we have a sharing mechanism. If you read the Bible and have some insight, you can write the email to us.
我们天天会有一个人只要把他喜欢的经节说, 诶, 我今天喜欢这个经节寄给大家就好了.
So all I ask you to do is to find a verse that you like best.
不要太难, 太难, 大家做不了.
Send it to us. And make it simple.
太难的话, 每年读了大家只读完创世纪.
So make it not complicated. Otherwise, you just read Genesis over and over again.
第二个我们看见这个里面有一件事情就是两块石板是放在约柜里的.
So one thing we discover, these two stone tablets was placed inside the Ark of Covenant.
石板没有错,是神的心意.
So we know that stone tablet representing the will of God.
是他对我们的应许.
It is a promise that he made to us.
但是还有个问题.
But there's a problem.
那是一个律法.
And the tablet is the law.
我们一读那个律法就发现我们是罪人.
So when we read the law, then we discover we are sinners.
我不知道小姐们啊，你如果说有一个镜子，那个镜子一照，把你全部都照，你穿衣服全部都照进去。
So for the ladies, and let's just imagine if it is a mirror, when you look at it, you see everything of you.
或者说男士，你在外面穿的再好看，结果你一照，外面看得很壮，实际上里面都是排。
So, for gentlemen, if you look at the mirror, just imagine when you look at the mirror and all you see is the ribs and bones.
神的话语就像这样.
Actually, the word of God, just like that, to reveal your ugliness.
我们罪人一读圣经，圣经就表明我们肮脏的思想，那个圣经就把它反射出来。
So we as sinners, when you read the Bible, and the Bible will reflect our filthiness.
那这样的东西我们怎么读得下去?
So this kind of things, you want me to read it on a daily basis?
所以法版的本身还代表了审判的.
So therefore, the stone of tablet also carries with the meaning of judgment.
但是很奇妙.
But it's very interesting.
但是很奇妙的，这个石板是放在约柜里面。
And do you understand that the tablet was placed inside the Ark of Covenant?
最奇妙的是，这个约柜里面上面有个施恩座。
And the most interesting thing is above the Ark of Covenant, there is an atonement cover.
这个施恩座中文的原文是地罪座。
So in the Chinese translation, it's a mercy seat.
怎么会这两个东西放在一起呢?
So how can these two things put together?
我举一个例子, 那个石板,
就好像一个铁面无私的检察官。
So I can give you an analogy, and the tablet is just like a ruthless prosecutor.
那这个诗人座呢？
And what about the seat of mercy?
诗人座就好像一个非常宽大的容词，然后喜欢赦罪的一个法官。
So it symbolized a very forgiving and very nice, gentle judge.
你把这两样东西放在一起，
So if you put these two things together,
那法院不变成旋转门吗？
So in the courtroom, you don't know what direction you're going to turn.
Revolving door. The courthouse become a revolving door. 你这个石板定你的罪，我出去，哎，我又赦罪，我又出来了。
So the tablet judge you and convict you, so you then and but God's mercy set you free.
原来这个约柜代表的意义，
and actually what it symbolized by this Ark of Covenant is
代表了里面有真理，就是这个约板。
So the stone tablet representing in there there's a truth.
那这上面又有恩典，
and also mercy.
那我想请问大家，知不知道有一个人是充充满满有恩典？
Do you know this person who was filled with truth and mercy?
只有一位。
There's only one.
就是基督。
That is Christ Jesus Himself.
这个代表了基督舍身为我们成就的公义。
So it really states the fact that Jesus died for our sins,
为我们遮罪,
and cover our iniquities,
给我们一个新的生命,
and give us a new life.
所以这个不是一个 revolving door, 不是进出了,
so this is not a revolving door coming and going,
而是一个罪人进来的时候,
but when a sinner comes in,
他被遮盖,
he was covered by God's mercy,
他被改变,
and his life was transformed,
然后他再出来,
and then he came out.
但是还有一件很奇妙的事，
But there's another very interesting thing.
这个我们看见约柜里面，他特别又提到一件东西。
So inside the Ark of Covenant, there's another thing that we have to pay attention to.
这个就是约柜两旁有两个长棍。
So there's a two carrying poles on the side of the Ark of Covenant.
那棍的意思就是让 祭司可以抬着约柜到处走。
So the purpose of the poles are for the Levites to carry out.
那以前以色列人他是跟着会幕走，会幕到哪他们就抬到哪。
So in those days, the Israelites followed the movement of the Ark of Covenant.
那是很奇怪的一件事啊。
But very interesting.
现在他们要把这个约柜放在至圣所。
Now they place the Ark of Covenant into the most holy place.
这个已经是一个不动的建筑物。
So this is a static building.
但是神却跟他说，你那个杠不要抽出来。
But God instructed the Levites to not pull out the pole.
然后他特别还说，这个杠甚长，杠头在内殿前的圣所可以看见。
So it also said, the pole is so long that from the inner sanctuary, people can see it.
也就是说在这边至圣所，这个杠子很长，长的到可以顶到他们隔开的这个幔。
So the pole was so long it can stick out and touch the curtain.
我相信这是有意义的。
And I believe there's a spiritual meaning in this.
上个礼拜我到华信第一进行会去拜望他们的牧师。
So last week I visited my old pastor in Flushing.
当我进到那个教堂的时候，
So when I entered into the church,
在他们玄关里面有一个给人休息的沙发。
And I saw in the there's a couch in front of the door.
玄关有沙发一点都不特别。
So when you see a sofa in the entrance of the door, then it's not a very ordinary things.
但是奇怪的是，这个沙发是人家那个van上面拿下来的椅子。
So what is interesting is that the coach is taken from a van.
我不知道大家请你想象，如果今天我们办在座每一个人的椅子是从车子上面拆下来，是那个 driver seat 的话
，So you can you imagine that all these seats are taken from a used car？
大家的感觉是什么
？So what is your feeling？
啊，这是 driving church， 大家都觉得
emotion。So we are in a very dynamic situation。
你会不会觉得奇怪？这好像整个都在一个动态。
So we can feel the movement, feel the church very animated.
就好像如果说今天一个讲台是固定的
，So just like when I have a podium which is fixed right here.
但是如果说你看到那个讲台底下是有轮子的
，So if you can imagine that this podium have a wheels underneath,
你的感官、你的想法就完全不同。
So your feeling are totally different.
我想神要引导祭司们有这个思维。
So I think God, the guide the Levites with this kind of thought.
是的，这个原柜也代表了神的慈爱跟他的真理的。
So the Ark of Covenant representing the truth and love and mercy of God.
但是这杠代表这个约柜是行动的。
And then the carrying pole representing the dynamicism of the object.
是动态的，能够带领以色列。
It's a dynamic, not static. It can have a guiding element in it.
因为这个约柜带领以色列民过了约旦河。
Because it is this ark that lead the Israelite across the River Jordan.
而且打了胜仗。
And also triumph over the enemies.
所以这个约柜不单单只是说这是基督是以马内利。
So this.Ark of Covenant representing more than just the presence of God.
God 他是我们一切的中心
and He's the center of our life.
但是他也是动态的，他要带着我们
And He's also is a moving object and moving us much forward.
所以我真的希望大家在这个坐礼拜的时候，你觉得你现在坐的椅子是一个 race car，
so I really want
是一个跑车椅。
To imagine that the seat you're sitting on is really a seat from a van.
而且那个方向盘就是约柜，它正在要带我们走。
And then the steering wheel is just like the ark, and then to guide you to the way you ought to go.
所以让我们以基督的心为心，跟着他一起动。
Let us have the mind of Christ, and then move together with Him.
这个行动会在我们的小组，在我们的查经班里面，在我们祷告会里面，在我们整个教会里面，跟着神一起动。
So this kind of spiritual animation, when filter, we'll get into all the part of the church, the cell group and the worship.
当我们这样动的时候
and when we move along with Christ,
外人可能看不见我们里面的约柜，我们里面的基督。
So the people would not see the ark which is inside our heart.
但是外人可以看得见这个里面约柜顶出来的杠子。
But they can see the carrying poles which are sticking out.
这样让人家想到
，So this will bring people to mind.
我们之所以这些行动是为什么？动力在哪里
？That where is the source of our strength and our power?
讲到这里
，So up to this point，
我们就想，那我们一切就是说高举基督，都是基督带我们走就好了。
So we just don't do anything. We just lift up Christ and then just follow Him.
就好像以色列民说，那个时候约柜就是代表神同在。
So just like in the time of Israelites, the Ark of Covenant just representing the presence of God.
他们觉得只要一打输了，他们打仗打输了，只要带着约柜往前冲就好了。
So when they are defeated by the enemy, they just carry the Ark of Covenant, and then they will be victorious.
这叫用自己的利益利用神。
So this what I call it a utilitarianism, that means you use God.
我们基督徒也是一样，打着基督的口号。
So Christian has no difference. Sometimes we use the name of Christ.
有人以为有本圣经可以驱鬼。
So some people said if I have the Bible, I can cast out demon.
挂着十字架可以保平安。
Maybe I hang a symbol of cross on my neck and then I will be safe.
画着鱼的形状，生意就好。
Maybe you draw the shape of a fish and then your business will flourish.
听成功神学。
So this is what we call the prosperity gospel.
属世属灵啊都有两相宜。
Yeah, why don't we just mix up with the secular and the spiritual things together? There's no problem.
教会名字叫主爱。
So the church name is called Christ Love.
就好像我们一定有主一样。
So we think that then we must have Christ in us.
好像只要我们自己有努力，再加上主的一个名称，我们就万事OK。
So we think that we our activities and supplement by God's name, and then everything will be okay.
神之所以答应大卫建殿的请求，就是他爸爸乃是更就是体贴他爸爸。
So actually, he built a temple because God was considerate, and his father David.
对大卫施慈爱。
Actually, is to show mercy to his father David.
而愿意把自己降在圣殿。
And then willing to consent himself and dwell into the temple built by man.
所以所罗门说,
so therefore King Solomon said,
若不是耶和华建造房屋,
had it not been for the Lord to build the temple,
建造的人就枉然劳力,
the builder's effort is in vain.
我们必须要知道这件事情,
we must understand this.
若不是耶和华起誓建造,
if not God watch over this temple,
我们所有今天建立主爱之家一切的努力,
so all the effort that we build this church,
花几千块的 paperwork,
in vain. We spend $1,000 to do the registration,
筹备排练,
and then we do rehearsals, and then we also do a lot of arrangements,
跟过去同工的交接,
and then we also try to communicate with the previous co-workers,
临别的痛苦,
and then we suffer the pain of parting.
泪水,
we fill with tears.
My favorite.
And all these become nothing.
2个月以前, 美国mega church的一个指标, 就是超大型教会的一个指标。
So 2 months ago, there's a mega church, a symbol of the mega church.
它叫 Crystal Cathedral.
That is a crystal cathedral in Los Angeles.
一夕之间破产了。
In just one moment, the whole church was bankrupt.
30年的历史有1万会友。
30 years of history and 10,000 members.
因为他创始人 Robert Schuller,
because Robert Schuller, the founder of this organization,
把这个教会的运作当作是家庭事业。
And he treated the church as a family enterprise.
纵然有最宏伟的建筑物,
even he has the very magnificent building,
最雄厚的资金,
and he has very strong financial resources.
他们有最好的音乐，所有在加州的叙述都说那是教会是最棒音乐的地方。
So all the Californians said this music, the church music, is the best among all the churches.
若不谦卑自卑在神面前,
so if you do not humble yourself before God,
一切都是枉然。
All these things come to naught.
所以所罗门他做了一个祷告。
Solomon made a prayer.
那这个祷告后来耶和华也悦纳。
So this prayer was acceptable to God later.
他说若是您自卑祷告寻求我的面,
so when I, if people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray to seek my face and turn from their wicked ways,
神就说他会从天上垂听赦免他的罪,
then will heal from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal the land.
所罗门继续说如果说你中间有不平的事情你在生活当中有不平的事情,
so Solomon said if you are wrongly treated,
带到神的殿里面跟神求,
now you just bring it to the temple and appeal to God.
我们这个教会的负责弟兄如果遇到有这样的人我们真的很害怕。
So we are responsible workers here. When we face such a situation, we are really afraid.
你跟同事吵架也带到教会,
so if you have argument with your co-workers, you bring those cases to
你跟你居同下也在做教会。
You help your neighbors, you bring those ugly things into the church.
你去Sears买东西，结果要退不了，你也带到教会。
So when you go to Sears, when you like to return some goods and they refuse, and then you bring the case to the church.
因为所罗门说，把你一切要觉得要审判的，全部带到殿里面。
And actually, Solomon said, anything that requires judgment, bring them to the temple.
但是实际上，多少时候我们看了圣经之后，把所有人自以为有公义的带到神面前的时候，So
when the time when we read the scripture, we bring these self-righteousness things into the temple.
结果被改变了，被指责的是他们自己。And
therefore, when you bring the case to God, your life is transformed, and then you will be convicted by God.
亚拿尼亚跟他的妻子好像奉献很多在教会。
Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, appearing in appearance, he offered a lot of money to church. So when the money, when he came to the church and God judged them, and then they died instantly.
法利赛人自以为有意的这些祷告，在神面前带到神面前祷告的时候，结果耶稣。
So the self-righteous prayer of the Pharisees bring to the temple and will be judged.
法利赛人把行淫的妇人带到殿中挑战耶稣。And
then the Pharisees bring a woman who commit adultery, and then they challenge Jesus.
结果自己被定罪。And
therefore he himself was judged.
所以让我们有一个自卑来到神殿里面的一个态度。
So we come to the church of God, we humble ourselves.
让我们自卑祷告，寻求神的面。
So we must humble ourselves and pray to our God and then seek His face.
我在这边也对大家有个邀请。
So I have a request of you.
我们每个礼拜三有祷告会。
So every Wednesday we have a prayer meeting.
我们祷告会没有祷告事项。
So when we pray, we don't have items to pray for.
我们来到祷告会没有自己的agenda，没有说神啊，我有这些事情，请你帮我看守。
So when we come to our prayer meeting, we do not bring all the problem to God.
我们最重要的是说，神啊，我来，你鉴察我。
The most important thing is, Lord, I come and examine my heart.
连我们服侍30多年的TC弟兄说，在我们这主爱之家的祷告会里面，他都受益匪浅。
So myself, I've been preaching for more than 30 years. I was greatly edified by going to such a prayer meeting.
所以，当我们一起来自卑祷告，神的荣光就会在。 世贸大楼荣耀倾倒的原因。
So the reason for the World Trade Center and the collapse
是它里面支柱给倾倒。
It's because the supporting beam was meltdown.
让我们竭力保守神荣耀降临的真正意义。
So we have to understand this principle.
让我们一起做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
神，我们渴慕你的荣耀，愿你的荣耀。
So God, we desire your grace and your glory
充满在这殿。
May the glory fill this place.
让我们知道，
so you know
只有你自己的同在，
that only when you are with us
跟我们的谦卑自卑，
and supplement with our humility
跟祷告的时候，
and then we pray to you
你才会彰显。
Then you will manifest yourself to us.
你这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.